the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
All right, here we go. DM deep dive time.
What do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Somebody wants to know, just curious, what would you rate yourselves out of 10 in terms of attractiveness?
10.
Okay, all right, well.
Next DM.
No surprise there.
no need to talk about anything else.
Why not? Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
Right? I've been told I was a 10. Anybody else in this room been told they were 10 before?
Never.
No.
Yeah, I have.
Never. See?
By who?
Many people.
How many?
Many.
Many is like
four. More than 10?
Yeah, I would say so.
More than 20?
Don't know. Don't have that kind of recollection.
More than 15?
Maybe. Sure.
Between 10 and 15, then?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe. Parts of me are a 10.
This is actually a really great place to take this. What part of you do you think is a 10?
My ass.
Nope.
You are not the judge of my ass.
I've seen your ass more than you have.
So is other people.
Nope, not a 10. Not even close to a 10.
It's a 10.
Nope.
And
no,
you know,
not
why
even
Maury,
close to a 10.
You know why Maury's saying this?
Yeah.
Because he wants to bring up the fact.
Oh, I know.
That back when he was like 19 years
yes.
old, he was
yes.
awarded best butt
yeah.
at like some gay bar downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got 2 drink tickets as a prize. Yeah.
You're like the 50-year-old bald guy who goes on and on and on about how great his hair was in high school. Mm-hmm. Right. You may have been
you're
put
Uncle
together.
Uncle Rico in Napoleon
yeah,
Dynamite.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
talking about your football career.
Yeah, yeah. You may at one time, Maury, have had a butt that may have won an award.
Shem,
right?
Will you judge
but
my
no,
butt?
No longer. That's, first of all, it's inappropriate to ask. You can't ask that of somebody you work with, Maury.
I feel like that's not my job description.
No. Find somebody right now. And I would say, listen, the person who probably loves you the most, you know, if Matthew says that your butt is a 10, then maybe I might consider it a 7.
Matthew always says I have a great butt.
Is it a 10?
I would say it's a 10.
That's
no,
not what I
no,
asked.
No.
Oh, no. He would say it's a 10.
Would Matthew say it's a 10?
Absolutely.
You think so?
1,000%.
Okay. I don't think he will.
Man, we've called Matthew so much lately. His number, I just haven't memorized
yet. Before, we're going to do this properly, okay?
Hello?
Matthew, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha calling.
Hi.
question for you.
Oh, no,
I know the dog's going nuts. Question for you. You're a pretty good judge of things, correct?
I think I'm a good judge of character.
And you are very honest.
Of course I'm very honest.
Okay.
Andy.
So you know if we say something like, hey, Matthew, rate this from a scale of 1 to 10. We should be able to trust your judgment. You're a trustworthy guy.
Yes.
Okay. So you know the difference between like a 1, a 5, and a 10, right?
Yes.
Okay. In your opinion, have you ever seen a butt that you consider to be a perfect 10?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you think so?
Like not off the top of my mind, but I've been out and I've seen, you know, perfect butts.
Okay. Okay. So not off the top of mind, but you have in your life seen a butt that was a perfect 10?
Yes.
Okay. What would you say?
Or at least a 9.
Or at least a 9.
Still very
okay.
high.
Okay. Maury was trying to convince us that you feel that his butt is a perfect 10.
It's a cute butt.
Is it a 10?
I think it's a good 9.5.
Is it a 10?
I'll give it a 10 because, I mean, it's not bad. It's bubbly. It's a bubble butt.
Okay. Matthew.
You also called it cute.
Matthew, we just went through all of your credibility at the beginning of this, saying that when you say something, we need to be able to trust you, okay?
And you also, you never said Maury's butt first. You said you've seen
in
a
passing,
perfect 10.
I've seen,
yeah.
yes.
In passing.
Maury's was
in
not
general.
The first
if Maury is not...
I'm not normally an ass man, but sometimes I'll be out and I'll be like, oh my God, that's a cute bubble butt.
If Maury's not in the room, which he's not in the room right now, would you still say it's a 9.5?
Yes. It's a 9.5, maybe even 10. you know, and I'm an 11.
Okay. Okay. So you know what? Okay. I've realized now we can't trust anything Matthew says. I've realized now, Matthew, your credibility is blown.
I love it. Matthew, thank you, buddy. Love you.
He's wearing the wrong jeans. I'm telling you, when he's not in them jeans, when he's not in them jeans, there's a bubble butt there.
You don't like the Wranglers?
No. I bought him polos. Why isn't he wearing the polos?
Yeah, where are the polos anyway?
He should be wearing them.
Yeah. What are you wearing today, Maury?
Wranglers.
Okay. That's your perfect 10 right there, Matthew.
There you go, Matthew. I'm passing.
Thanks, buddy. Love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Bye.
Next DM, please, Shem.
Oh, wow. Okay. Someone asked, is Roz going to have Maury at his wedding or in his wedding party?
Don't know, and definitely not.
Okay. Next DM, please.
Wow. All right.
Tens only, Maury.
Sorry. Maury's going to be in my wedding party?
Man, that's the DM that came in, man.
Can I at least be an usher?
No.
I like to tell people where they're sitting.
Nope.
Also, for tens only.
Yeah, only tens. Only tens at my wedding. Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you for all of your DMs. We talk about them every day. So keep those DMs coming through.
This whole thing, this whole DM deep dive, I would give this a 10.
Oh.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe 10. A 9.5 in passing.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
Thank you for all the DMs that you've been sending in to us every day. It gives us a chance to show some love and talk about them.
What do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Haddon says, I thought of a great contest y'all can do. You should auction off a dinner for charity for Roz, Mocha, and Maury. Highest bid amongst the three gets bragging rights. My bet is that Maury gets the highest bid because people want to see if he's actually like that in real life, and he's going to also order steak over easy.
Also, why for charity? Shouldn't we get the money?
To answer the question, we don't even need to do anything like that.
Can I tell you the most...
That person's question as to whether or not Maury is the way he is, just based on that one answer.
That is the one way people have always phrased that question, and it's so like... oh my God. Just to say they want to see if Maury is actually like that in real life, like nothing specific because it encompasses so much to say, is he really like that in real life? That is so hurtful.
Well, now it is. I didn't even think about it until you said that.
All right, time to move on. Next DM, please, Shem.
Angela asks, do you guys still play Wordle? Is Shem still cheating? Oh, I love you guys.
Yes, he does. According to the people in the group chat.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
There was one Shem.
I still enjoy Wordle. You know, I put my Wordle down the other day, and I was like, I'm going to go back to it because I had to leave, and I never went back to it.
Oh, so you lost your streak?
I lost my streak.
That happened to me once.
Yeah, because it was a tough word. It was the day when it was naive.
Oh, I didn't get that one at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, naive is a hard word to spell.
It's a very hard. I'm with you on that one, Maury.
Is it an AI or an IA?
Yeah, it's a tough word. It doesn't even look right when you spell it, naive.
On Monday, Shem got his in two.
What was the word?
And the first attempt, he got the first four letters right.
Come on, man. That's legend stuff.
Whereas mine, I only got the middle all green and nothing else through the whole thing and didn't even get the word.
Well, what can I say? I'm good.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but yes, Shem is still cheating.
Okay. Right.
Next DM, please, whatever. Shem.
Somebody asked, have any of you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, wow.
I watched it happen.
You watched somebody cheat on you?
Yeah, I went to the gay bar, and it was with my only boyfriend, and he was in the corner making out with somebody, and my friend Dave pulled me over to the side going, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. And I'm like, what do you mean, don't worry about it? And then he just bought me drinks or whatever.
Newsflash, Moore, that guy making out in the corner was not your boyfriend.
Mm. What do you mean? No, it was. I saw.
Was this the guy that you moved in with and slept in the same bed? Yeah, separate beds. We just talked about this again recently, right?
Not your boyfriend. Not your boyfriend.
So what happened after that? Did you confront him?
Oh, I totally did. And he said that he admitted that it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, so not your boyfriend.
Not your boyfriend. Again, not your boyfriend.
Next DM, please. Joseph. That's a sad DM.
I'm so sad. Joseph says, I just listened to episode 502 of the podcast, And I can't believe that Mocha has never seen the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I'm shocked. Props to Roz knowing what it is. By far my favorite childhood Christmas movie.
The cartoon one with Cindy Lou Who, right?
Yeah, that's the original, right? The original one.
But all of them have Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, Mocha's never seen it, which is like, I don't know.
I mean, I guess,
I don't even know how you don't even accidentally see some of it. Like when you were a kid flipping around television around the holidays, that thing was on like constantly.
I have zero recollection.
It's interesting to me.
My very first introduction, my Grinch is Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, that's
to
the
me.
Only one that I've seen from beginning to end.
That's crazy.
And that I've like continuously watched every single year.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I'm fascinated by that. Like, I don't even know how, like I said, how you accidentally don't even see
something.
My
Grinch
of that.
Is that one, Boris Karloff.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Like, that was, and it's the same thing with, like, did you ever watch the Charlie Brown Christmas? Did you ever see that?
Maybe. But it's not like, I can't remember fully. I remember there's like some janky ass tree, right?
Yeah. That's all you need to know. That's what it's called. Right? It's called Charlie Brown and the Janky Ass Tree. Yeah.
Thank you for all your DMs. It's a wild one today. Keep coming in. We'll do this again tomorrow. Thanks, Sham.
Yeah, man.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs today?
Chris says, I think it's time that Roz learns how to shoops, followed by a cut eye. Thanks in advance. And by shoops, he means
kissing teeth.
Kissing teeth.
Okay.
Yeah, and do it in a Guyanese way. He's asking.
Mm.
That was lackluster.
Do it. Let me hear it. I don't know if I...
No.
First of all, I don't think you're that good at it, to be honest with you.
I'm better than you.
Okay, go. Let me hear.
Firstly, it's a look. Okay. And it's a...
Oh, I got you now.
Come on now.
You just took your glasses off and did that.
Right. You got it.
Maybe you need your readers first, Ross, so then that way you can take them off.
Yeah. Let me get my readers on. Hold on.
Right. You have the full effect.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah.
Mocha, I've heard you do that on the air a lot. It's so good.
Yeah. You know what? I don't even know when I do it. Yes. It's just habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Make us proud now.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Try again.
First of all, Maury, I don't need any comments from you.
But you have to do the thing with your lips.
No.
Why are you sitting there with your arms crossed, Maury?
No.
Because I'm watching.
Uncross them arms right now.
And stop watching
That's
my lips.
Disrespectful.
Turn to the wall.
No.
Turn to the wall.
No.
Turn
no.
to the wall.
I'm, first of all, I'm not even wearing my glasses. I can't see you.
try again. Okay, One more time.
Okay, ready? I got my glasses on now. I'm looking at somebody. Somebody do something that I am not approving of, judgmental of. Take my glasses off, give a look, and.
That sounds like a pebble skipping across water.
Let me move up. My mouth is dry. My mouth is dry.
It's getting so nervous.
My mouth is dry.
Oh, there you go!
I realized that last one that it was my cheek. Sticking to the side of my teeth, which was causing it to sort of motorboat, right?
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. Next DM, please, Shem.
Suman says, listening to episode 506, to the question about Roz's wedding, since it's summer and both bride and groom are early birds, why don't they have a beautiful summer brunch wedding? And I can picture Catherine in a flowy dress in the summer wind and Roz in a white linen suit, wildflower centerpieces, so light, beautiful, classy, and simple. Mm. Thoughts, Roz?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like brunch.
I was excited for quiche.
Come on, man. No, we just try to help you out.
No, I don't like, I've never been a fan of brunch. I've never enjoyed brunch. When the brunch wave happened, like in the 90s, when everybody was like, when brunch became like a real big thing.
Yeah.
I hated it. I never liked it to go out for brunch. I don't really like eating in the morning, but I'm with you on sort of like time of day. There was a real big part of me where I would have loved to have had everything start at, you know, people show up at 11 a.m. and have the whole thing wrapped by 7. And then
you could still make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
But 11 a.m., you're still like in that brunch window.
No. But like you show up and then like we get married and all that stuff and then food. I don't know.
Start because you're always up early. You could start the wedding at 7 a.m. and be done by noon.
Believe me more. If I thought that we could do a wedding where literally like it was 7 a.m. until 1 p.m., I would do it. 100% I would do it.
And then you're home by 2, mowing the lawn by 2:15.
Yes, I'm done. The whole thing, out of my life. All those people, sayonara, back in your cars or wherever the hell you're coming from, right? By 2? Oh, sell my clothes. I'm
and
going
think
to
of
heaven.
The buffet. We could have eggs and, like, you know, potatoes.
No, first of all, Maury, you're very presumptuous right now.
What?
Thinking admitting that you will be there.
Oh.
Some, one way or another, I'm going. Whether I'm serving the eggs,
he's going to send you the Zoom
I know
link.
More, I know Maury's going to suddenly, I'm like, what are you? Maury takes a part-time job months before at the catering company just to, he works his way up seniority levels just to get assigned to my wedding.
Egg, sir? One more DM, please, Chef.
Luigi says, this is random, but I was thinking if each of you were a cocktail, what would you be? And I'd like to share mine. For Mocha, he says vodka and Red Bull.
Oh, good one. Yeah. Oh,
okay. For Roz, scotch on the rocks.
Nice. Yeah.
For myself, an old fashioned.
Okay.
And Maury, a Shirley Temple.
Boom.
I think they nailed it.
Yeah. That was perfect, actually. Yeah.
For me, I was going to say Harvey Wallbanger, but that's better.
I also would have, scotch on the rocks, I would have accepted also had somebody said moonshine.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like Pruno, like prison wine that you make in the back of a toilet with spoiled apples. I would have accepted that one as well.
Thank you for all of your DMs. We talk about them every single day, so keep them coming in. Thanks, Shem.
Yeah, ma'am.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we are. Time to get into the DM deep dive. These are all the DMs that you send into us every single day, by the way.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs today?
Netta says, I have a question for everyone. Which statement do you guys believe in more? Do something you love as a job and you will never work a day in your life. Or if you turn your hobby into work, it is going to eventually stop having anywhere close to the same enjoyment. Would love to hear everyone's thoughts on this.
Hmm. See, both statements I agree and disagree with.
I am.
Right?
What was the first one again?
Do something you love as a job and you will never work a day in your life.
I think that is so, it's farcical, that notion. I don't disagree with the statement per se. I think it's extremely damaging to sort of use that as a mantra of a way of directing somebody. It's very selfish. It's very egotistical. The idea that doing something you love, most people, the vast majority of people in this world, you know, don't do something that they love. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a false sense of hope.
Yeah, it's and colleges. He's like, I see this on college billboards and stuff like that, right? And I don't know. I don't think it's the right sort of message to give. And what was the second one?
The second one was, if you turn your hobby into work, it is going to eventually stop having anywhere close to the same enjoyment.
It's way too long.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with that. The other thing with turning, like, if you love something, right, and then you turn it into your job, and I've seen this before. I've seen this happen to people where they take this thing that they love and they manage to make a career out of it, right? Mm-hmm. They do, and it's incredible. Like, it takes so much just determination and everything else to turn the thing that you love the most in the world into the thing you can do for a living. But I'll tell you what sucks about it is that eventually, inevitably, somebody who you work for is going to look at you and the thing you love and tell you to do the thing you love differently. Mm-hmm. Or tell you that you're not as good as doing the thing you love.
Do it better.
You are. Do the thing you love better. Mm-hmm. And then it suddenly becomes not the thing you love anymore.
It just becomes work.
It's ruined. Yeah. Right? It's ruined. And then you got to find a new thing. And yeah, some people are incapable of finding a new thing. Right?
I disagree more with the first statement than I do with the second one.
I think that we're in side hustle culture too, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like everything's hustling. You know, rise and grind, right? And I don't know. I think that, you know, a lot of people think that they can take, you know, their hobby and it's going to be, you know, their sort of ticket to, you know, wealth or stardom or
sure,
or whatever
it works
it
for
is.
Your brother.
He's one of the very few people I know. But my brother had to find other hobbies, though. My brother had to find other things he loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, it's sort of a rare thing, but yeah, it's interesting. Don't get me wrong. If we could all do like, what's the one thing in the world that you love more than anything else, Mocha?
Wrestling.
Right. Okay. Now,
but at some point that's going to turn into work.
It will turn into work. And also you're going to break your collarbone. You don't have health insurance.
Yeah.
Like when you turn, you know, you turn the thing you love, right? And it'll hurt you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Shem, what's the one thing you love?
Singing. Yeah.
Singing, right? Okay, so let's say you love singing, everything else, but you know, first album, all this other stuff, you got obligations, you got all these people, you're working with a producer, and for like the first two albums that you do, you really don't have a say in any of it.
Nope, and make very little money as
and
well.
Make very little money, yeah, right? Damn it, Maury, what's the one thing you love?
Voice work.
Voice work. And how's that working out for you? Okay, there we go, right?
Do what you love. Yeah. You'll never work a day in your life.
That's only because nobody will hire you.
One more DM, please, Sam.
Someone says, this is the difference between Roz and Mocha and the rest. I turned on another radio station so I wouldn't spoil the podcast, and they've been talking about spoiled potatoes for the past hour. Trash. Love you guys.
Spoiled potatoes?
The other radio station the person was listening to.
Oh, I'm kind of interested in that, though.
For an hour?
Spoiled as in they cooked it and then it went bad, or they found a potato in the crisper and it was already bad?
Or they give a potato everything it wants.
Those guys got jokes today.
I'd like to meet that potato.
Keep your DMs coming in because we love talking about them every single day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
And here we are, the last DM Deep Dive before the Christmas break.
What?
Shem is here, executive producer of the Roz and Mocha Show. Happy holidays, everybody.
Shem, what do we have in the DMs today?
Mary says, up to this point, family aside, what do you guys consider to be your greatest accomplishment in life?
Living my dream and doing this show with you guys. Because it's like my, you know, I've been doing radio for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been a part of many different shows, but this is by far my favorite radio show that I've mm-hmm. worked on doing the show with you guys for the past, you know, 13 plus years. You know, we've achieved a lot together,
mm-hmm.
but there's still more work to be done, in my opinion.
I agree. I would say, very similar to you, Mocha, I would say that one, doing the show, but also working with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's always been sort of very difficult for me. And I would say that one thing that I'm sort of, that I feel is an incredible achievement on my part is working with you and putting so much trust into another human being. I think that that is collective, like as far as like a group project goes,
mm-hmm.
that's my biggest accomplishment. My solo project, which was the book, because
yes.
I had to do that for 2 years basically alone, and that was terrifying. So I'd say that that was an accomplishment, but both are sort of like, you know, but I, you know, but then I have other stuff like, you know, I can cook a really bloody good steak. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I'm good. I like the things that I'm good at, but I will say this, that building this show with you and having the audience that we have is without question my greatest accomplishment, I would say.
Question about, I just thought of now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in going back to your book and what you said about like when we first started.
Yes.
Because if you don't know, Roz was like, I believe the very first person hired by KISS back in the day before the radio station then went and filled out the rest of the ensemble.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you at any point before you and I got together for this show think about doing this show solo?
No, I would never. No.
Only because of what you said just now about like working with others, whatever, right?
It was not an option.
Yeah.
It wasn't an option for me, and it wasn't an option for the company. And everybody up to you that I had heard that wanted to do the show with me, I would have failed with 100% of them.
Oh, buddy.
Right? Like within a year, there I would have been moved on to something else.
Really?
Not even, yeah. Oh my God. Without question, I would have failed with every single one of them. And I will say this, like when you, even today, like you can like listen to a lot of radio stations across this country and a lot of people who have been there a long time, and a great number of them wanted to do this show. A great number of them were willing to leave to do this show, and all of them terrified me because I hated them all.
Oh my God. Yeah, man.
I would have failed with all of them.
Wow.
I would have failed with all of them. I shouldn't say I hated them all. I heard
hated
them.
Most.
I listened to them, and what I heard was my impending doom.
Really?
Is what it was.
Wow.
Yeah. 100% until I heard you.
Oh,
and
man.
I was like, we can do this. Yes.
And we did.
Yeah.
Meant to be. Next DM, please, Chef.
Beautiful. Hey guys, I'm a huge fan of the show and have been listening from the very beginning. I had a question for both of you. Who is your favorite artist or artists to listen to when you're driving or not working?
Ooh.
Okay, so
you listen to a lot of playlists, right?
No,
like
so,
not just like no. a certain artist, a particular artist?
At home, yeah, playlists. just playlists. But when I'm in the, okay, so this is going to sound so terrible given what we do for a living.
Yes.
Okay, so I got my driver's license late in life. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I didn't have my driver's license when I was young. Okay, I never went through that thing of where I got like my first car and all this stuff, right? So when I got my truck, it was the first car I ever bought, but because I was grown and I was older, I had money to do all the stuff to it that I would have done when I was 16. So I blacked out the windows, I lifted it, I put giant tires on it, I put a loud ass exhaust on it, I put a new stereo in it. I did all that stuff that 16-year-olds do with their first car, right? Obnoxious. Yeah. And I have satellite radio in the car.
Okay.
And I programmed all of my stations. So only when I'm driving, I programmed all of my stations to only stations that play music that would have existed before I was 16. So when I drive in my car, the only music that is available to me is music that was available at the time.
So 80s.
I don't listen to anything 70s, past 1990. 60s. Right? Oh. Only music that was available at the time, whether that's like a 50s station or whatever it is, only music that existed in the world at the time that I was 16.
So Glenn Miller and his orchestra
is the only music that I'll listen to when I'm driving.
What year is that, Maury?
1943.
I have no idea. First of all, like, and I get called the old one when Maury's trying to be funny, bringing up Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and somehow I'm the old one. But that's for me. That's what I do at home. If I'm cooking Italian, I go Italian cafe playlist.
If
we're making Mexican, I go like Mexican celebration playlist. Like I love like global sort of playlists, right?
Sure.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Shem, do you have an answer?
Wow, I listen to a lot of hip hop. Like I especially in the morning, which feels aggressive first thing in the morning, but I love aggressive, really ratchet sounding hip hop first thing in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wakes me up, man. I like it.
Damn, wow. Morning.
I listen to a lot of 70s and 80s, but I also have two CDs in the car. So I'll either listen to Madonna Rebel Heart album or Lady Gaga and her Joanne album.
Wow.
Truth be told, I don't know if my old ass truck even has a CD player in it.
Okay, keep those DMs coming in. We talk about them every day. Happy holidays. Whatever it is you are celebrating this weekend, just sending you so much love. Thank you for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show family. Happy holidays, fellas. Love you guys.
Yay!
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.